الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are living in a time about which the statement is made that the only constant is change. And we saw one aspect of that change yesterday in the judgment of, in the case of the Babri Masjid. So I think it is important for us to remind ourselves of the fundamentals, because it is natural that we get affected by the events and incidents that happen around us. But when we get affected, it is important for us to remind ourselves of the fundamentals. So what are the fundamentals? I began by saying that people say that the only constant is change, transition. And for the Muslim, this is a reality that the Muslim knows and understands and expects and prepares for. The Muslim knows from the day that he is born that one day he will die. From the day a child is born, the parents of the child know, and eventually when the child grows up to a certain age, the child himself or herself comes to understand this, that one day I will die. Transition. My current state will change into another state, and I will die. So let us see what are these transitions that we have to be mentally prepared for. And as Muslims, as I told you, it is a sign of our iman. It is a sign of the fact that we understand our position in the world, that we understand along with it that we will die. So what are the stages? What happens? What are the stages of transition? The first stage, of course, the birth of the being or the beginning of existence starts in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not going there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran itself, where Allah says, Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala shahidna. Allah says that when people were in the souls were in the alamul arwah, from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the transition is into the alamul arwah, the world of the souls. And in this world of the souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from us an undertaking and took from us a covenant, a promise. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked and he said, Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator? Am I not your sustainer? Am I not your maintainer? Am I not the one who fulfills every need of yours, that which you know and that which you do not know? Alastu bi rabbikum. And what was the reply in Alamul Arwah? What did your ruh and my ruh and the ruh of all the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the arwah of all the anbiya and the awliya and the shuhada and the anbiya of all the shayateen min al ins, what did they say? They all said only one thing. They all said only one thing. And what was that? Qalu bala shahidna. Nobody had any difference of opinion at that point in time. Nobody denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody says that I have another view of life. And nobody said that there is no God. Or nobody said that someone other than Allah is worthy of worship. Nobody said anything of the sort. Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala shahidna. From this alamul arwah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintained us for as long as he wished, We came into the womb of our mothers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that we were to be born. Who decided this? Not the parents. Not the parents. Parents have no control over this matter. Parents have no control over this matter. Parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly in Surah Al-Shura, Allah said, we give to some boys, and we give to some girls, and we give to some girls and boys, and we give to some nothing. It is not the decision or the control of the parents to decide whether the child will be male or female or whether there will be a child at all. Irrespective and in spite of all the efforts that they might make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send us into the wombs of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in his kalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhi ahsana kulla shayin khalaqah wa bada khalqa linsani min teen. ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفق فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Allah said, He is the one أحسن كل شيء خلق, who created everything in a beautiful form. وَخَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ. And he created a human being out of teen, out of soil. This refers to the creation of Adam alayhi salam, who is the prototype, who is the model. That is why Adam alayhi salam was never a newborn child. Adam alayhi salam was never your age. Adam alayhi salam was a fully grown man from day one. Because that was the model, that was the creation. The Christians got confused by this and they said God created man in his own image. And when they said in his own image, they thought in the image of God. God created man in the image of man, in his own image. So the first thing that was created was the prototype of mankind, and Allah created mankind in the image of mankind. Not in his image. Allah does not need to create a makhluk in the image of the Khaliq. And Allah alam, what is the image of the Khaliq? We do not conceptualize on things that are beyond our imagination and beyond our ability to understand. خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Allah said clearly, then Allah started the nasal of the human beings. The human race was started. Mimayim mahin, with water which is dirty, with water which is impure, which is the reference to the seminal fluid, the combination of the ovum and the sperm. Allah said, we started with that. We started the human race with that. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَقَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And Allah said, then we created you in beautiful form and we put the ruh into you and then we gave you سَمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. We gave you the power of hearing, we gave you the power of seeing, and we gave you understanding. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah said, little are you grateful for. Subhanallah, see this. Did we ask for eyesight? Could Allah not have made us blind? Don't we know that people are born blind? Don't we know that people become blind after they have been given sight? One of the biggest ulama of this ummah, Sheikh Abdullah bin Baz, rahmatullah alayh, he went blind when he was 20 years old. And then he went on to become one of the biggest ulama and muhaddithin, especially in his khususiyah was in hadith. An-Nabawiyya rahmatullahi alayh. Don't we know this, that Allah can give and Allah can take away? Don't we know that people are born deaf? Don't we know that people go deaf over time? Don't we know that people have a brain physically, because otherwise the body itself will not function. The organ is there, but it doesn't function. People are insane. Some people are insane in the normal sense of the term, that is, they do insane things. Some people are insane in a different sense of the term, because they see the world and they do not recognize the Creator, and that is insanity. They see the world and they worship stones and rocks and boulders and animals and human beings and dead bodies and graves, and that is insanity. How can you worship a grave? How can you worship a stone? How can you worship anything which has been created, alive or dead? How can you worship Jibreel or Mikael or Israfil or Israel? How can you worship even Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If somebody does that, he is insane. Insanity. But alhamdulillah, kullu hamdan laka rabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us understanding that we do not do these things. And we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without partners, without anyone associated with him. Khalilam ma tashkurun. Allah says, little are you grateful for. Do we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah, I know some of us do, but do all of us? Do we make shukr and say, Allah, it is your karam that I don't bow before a stone. Otherwise, I would have been making sujood to a rock. I would have been making sujood to an animal. I would have been making sujood to a grave. What is difficult? Don't we see people doing that all around us? Do we thank Allah for this? Should we thank Allah for this? Yes or no? Yes. We must make two rakat salah, make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, only to thank you that you made me do sajda to you. My brothers and sisters, this head has value. This head has waqar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not, even if you hit a child, to correct him, if you hit a child, he said, don't hit on the face. Because the face has waqar, has izzah. This is your recognition. This head has value. This head was not created to go down before anything other than its creator. This is the waqar of the head, that it does not go down before anything other than the creator. Qalilam ma tashkurun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is what we have given you. So the first transition is from al-alam wal-arwah into the womb of the mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who, when Allah made this transition into the womb of the mother, what does the person do? What should a person do when we think about our birth? We must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalilam ma tashkurun. From this transition into the mother's womb, the next transition is into this life. Fil hayati dunya. Now the time that we spend in the mother's womb is very short. It's less than a year. It's 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. But even that time that we spend there, we begin to love that place. We like the safety, we like the comfort. And that is why when a child comes out, it comes out crying. No child comes out laughing. No child comes out and says, wow, what a world. You know, have you ever seen the child say that? No. Comes out crying and screaming and, you know. And that crying is also good for it. It clears the lungs and so on. If it doesn't cry, the doctors pinch it or do something else with it. But the point is that the point I'm making is that the transition is a source of pain. We don't like transitions. We don't like transitions. So we like the mother's womb, so we don't like coming into this life. So when we come into this life, we are crying. Then we grow in this life and we begin to like this life. This dunya, subhanAllah, this dunya is very seductive. There are lots of things. Allah has made it in the nature. He made it in our nature and the nature of this dunya that we should like it. And this is the mashiat Allah Ta'ala, because if everybody in the world hates the world, then nothing will happen. So Allah made, Allah put this love of this dunya into the heart. So He made it that we like our life. He made it that we like this dunya. He made it that we like our work. He made it that we like our families. He made it that we like our possessions. And that is why we work to do something in this dunya. We build nice houses and we build nice cities and we do various things in the area of science and technology and discovery and invention and so on. So that we make this dunya, we make it muzayyan, we do zina for this dunya, we beautify this dunya. But what is one of the effects of spending a lot of time and energy and focus and thought and effort on something? That you begin to like it more and more and more. The more time and energy and effort you spend on something, you like it that much more. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya to warn us and said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Why did the Anbiya come? The Anbiya came only for this. Anbiya came to tell us this. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. The Anbiya came and said, this dunya, don't get fooled by this dunya. Use it. It is something to be used. It is not something to be loved. There was a friend of ours in Kuwait who was telling me a story. He said there was one of the sheikhs in Kuwait and he was a very wealthy man. And he was a very open-hearted man. He was a very, very, you know, man who gave great charity. And he said, Ramadan, after Tarawih, he would come in his house and he would sit and he would give sadaqah all night until suhoor. And he would do this the 30 days of Ramadan. He used to give money like to poor people. There were big crowds in front of his house and he would give money and he would give money. And that sheikh passed away. He lived for a long time and he died. So they had a condolence meeting for him and various people who knew him, they came and, you know, they said some good things about him. And my friend said that one of his closest friends came and he made a very short speech. He made a speech of only one sentence. And his speech was, he said, Sheikh so and so, he was wealthy. He said, we are also wealthy. Allah gave him money, Allah gave us also money. He said, the only difference is his money was in his hand, our money is in our heart. He said, that is the difference. So his money he used to give. It was in his hand, so he used to give. He said, our money is in the heart, it does not come out. Subhanallah, ajib, eh? This dunya is made to use. By all means, use the dunya. Please understand one thing very clearly. In Islam, neither Allah nor His Nabi ever told us to leave this dunya. This talk that people say, leave the dunya, tarkud dunya, is not Islam. La ruhbaniyat fil Islam, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no ruhbaniyat in Islam. There is no going and sitting in a cave in the, you know, on a hillside and saying, I don't want this dunya. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inni ja'inun fil ardi khalifa. I'm sending you on this world to establish the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be a khalifa. So the Khalifa is going to do Khilafat from some cave in some forest. Inna lillahi wa inna lillahi. The Khalifa is supposed to rule. How? How? According to the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the Ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the Sunan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not send any Muslim or anybody who comes and tells you that the Muslims are supposed to leave this dunya. Tell him, Sheikh, please go and read the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith and then come back. Don't tell me things which are not in the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't tell me things which are not in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims lost their predominance in the world because for some time they thought that Islam means to leave the dunya. So what happened? We talk now about science, scientific discoveries, and we say we invented this and we invented that 800 years ago in Spain. But then what did we do? Partly voluntarily, partly because we were forced, we left it. So today, we say we had an idea about flying, about aircraft. Very good. But today, who builds planes? You may fly the plane, but who's building that plane? You may buy the plane, but who built that plane? Who is going to the moon? Who is doing discovery? Who's got the, who built and owns the Hubble telescope? Who built and owns electron microscopes? Things that look into the afaq and things that look inside ourselves. سَنُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will show them our signs in the afaq, in the universe. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, and inside themselves, inside the cell, inside the particles of the cell. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Until it becomes clear to them that this book and this kalam and this hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. But who is seeing those things? Who is seeing those things, my brothers and sisters? Who is seeing those things? And that is why, in spite of seeing those things, they do not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq in those things. Because they have not been introduced to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things were meant to be seen by me and you. Those things were meant to be seen by me and you. Because Allah said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What is the result of that? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. When there is iman in the heart and you see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? Automatically you say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you did not create this in vain. You did not create this just like that. It is not an accident. Accidents break things. They don't make things. Somebody's car is not working. You tell him, brother, your car is not working. Go have an accident. It will become fine. Eh? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is because the buddhi, the maghaz has gone. Khalas. So the transition into this world, what is this world and so on, inshallah, when we have more time, I'll speak in more detail. In Jummah, I'm focused on that clock, so that is why I have to cut short. But in this world, we begin to love this world. We begin to love this world. And that is why the transition from the mother's womb to this world, we come out crying, even though it was a short time. But this life, may Allah give you a long life with health and with iman, inshallah. But this life, the longer it is, the more we love the world. But what did Allah say about leaving this world? Is there any doubt? Is there any doubt? وَجَاءَ أَجَلُهَا لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah said, when the time comes to go, there is no delay and there is no hurry. It will not go once early or once late. And what did Allah say? قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said to them that Malakul Maut has been kept with you, kept on your head. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. And He will take you to your Rabb. He will take you to our Rabb.
وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ.
Allah said, the sakrat of maut will come, and that is haqq. And this is what you had been warned about. The transition will happen. And then we will go from this into the alam al-barzakh. And then one day we are going to be raised. And what did Allah say about that transition?
وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ
ذَٰرِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ And the sword will be blown. And that was the day about which you had been warned. And Allah said, about the day of judgment, there is so many surahs and so many ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what will happen on that day. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ Allah is describing the scene. Stars are falling from their places. Water is, the hydrogen and oxygen, H2O is splitting. And the seas are bursting. And there is fire in the seas because of the nuclear fission that is happening. Ajeeba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this day and about people talking about it, Allah says, Amma yatasa'aloon 'anil nabil 'azeem alladhi hum fi mukhtalifun kalla say'alamoon thumma kalla say'alamoon. Allah says they are arguing and they are debating and so on. As Allah says, they will see. They will see. Subhanallah. Because Allah said, Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata yawma yunfaqu fi s-suri fata'tuna afwaja wa futihati s-samaa'u fakanat abwaaba wa suyiratil jibalu fakanat saraaba inna jahannama kanat mirsada lit-taghina maaba labithina fiha haqaba la yadhuquna fiha bardan wa la sharaba إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا. May Allah protect us from that. May Allah protect us from that. Descriptions of the day of judgment. And then Allah said, ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. Allah said, this day is haq. It will happen. And the one who is interested in doing something about it, let him prepare for the meeting with his Rabb. Because this meeting will happen whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you believe it or you deny it. Reality does not depend on belief for its existence. Another transition. Transition from the mother's womb into this life. Transition from this life into another life. On the day of judgment. The day about which the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, narrated and collected in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people on the day of judgment will be in such pain and such suffering because of the difficulty of the day. They are not in adhab. This is just the day which is difficult. That they will say, let us go and ask for shafaat. Let us go to the Anbiya and say, make shafaat for us. Go and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede with Allah for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will go to Adam alayhi salam and they will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with his hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angels to make sujood to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you the inheritor of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you your sins. Please intercede with us for Allah subhanahu, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. And Adam alayhi salam will say, today is not my day, I cannot intercede with Allah. It's not in my power to do that. He will say, go to Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu, they will go and they will say, Ya Nabi, Allah called you Abdan Shakura. Allah saved you from the flood. Allah made you the father of the Anbiya. Please intercede with us, for us, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam will say, today I cannot speak before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will say, go to Al Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhim salam. And Rasulullah said, the people will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam and they will say, Ya Nabi Allah, you are Khalilullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested you and you passed those tests and Allah elevated your status. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from the fire and He gave a hukum to the fire and said, Ya Naru Kuni Bardan Salaman wa ala Ibrahim. Please intercede with us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede for us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, today I cannot speak before Allah. He will say, go to Musa Kalimullah. And they will go to Musa alayhi salam and they will say, you are the Nabi of one of the biggest ummah. And Allah has graced you and honored you by kalam. And you are Kalimullah and Allah spoke to you. And Allah parted the sea for you and Allah gave you. And they will talk to Musa, they will tell Musa alayhi salam all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Musa alayhi salam. And they will say, please intercede for us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salam will say, today it is not in my power to intercede. Go to Isa alayhi salam. They will go to Isa alayhi salam and they will say that you are untouched by shaitan and you are an ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are ayatullah, you are ruhullah. And Allah has made you a sign of His in this world and please intercede for us. And Isa alayhi salam will say, today it is not in my power to intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah wa Nabiullah wa Khatimul Anbiya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will come to me. And he said, I will go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when I see my Rabb, I will fall in sujood before His throne. And I will remain in sajda as long as my Rabb wishes me to remain in sajda. And he said, my Rabb will make ilqa on me words of praise that none of His makhluk has ever used until that day. Subhanallah. See the position of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I will praise Allah with those words and Allah will say, irfa ra'asaka ya Muhammad. Ishfa tashfa. Allah will say, raise your head, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask and we will give you. Who is this Nabi? This is the Nabi whose sunnah is so difficult for us to follow in this world today. When somebody says, follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got 101 excuses why we cannot follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us and may Allah give us some sense, my brothers and sisters. Remember, this day will come. And sadaqallah wa sadaqa rasulullah. These things which I am talking about is not somebody's imagination. This is not fiction. This is not fairy tales. This is haqq. A day will come when we will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make shafa'a for us. May Allah make us those for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make shafa'a. Bring the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into your lives and my life. Follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our appearance, in our actions, in our akhlaq, in our mu'amilat, in our mu'asharat. Leave the bid'at and leave all that is which is haram and leave all that is which is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That transition. I began by saying that it is important for us to go back to the fundamentals because we are looking at various things which are happening in our country. We saw this judgment which came and people are feeling depressed and people are feeling sad. I don't know why. Because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes something before He starts something else. When people argued with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sayyidina Umar was one of them and other people in Sulh Hudaybiyah, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the only one who did not do that, later Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, people have no patience. He said, the problem with people is they have no patience. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his plan complete in its own good time. He said, people have no patience, so they lose hope. And he spoke specifically about Suhail bin Amr, who is radiallahu anhu today, but that day he was not radiallahu anhu, who came and argued with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that agreement with everything. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said, we do not know who is Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, Bismillah Allahumma. When he said, Rasulullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he said, we don't accept you as Rasulullah. If we accepted you as Rasulullah, there is no argument. He said, we know your father, right, Muhammad bin Abdullah. Everything he argued. That same Suhail bin Amr, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, 1 year later, I saw the same man bringing the camels for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to slaughter after Umrah. And he said, I saw the same man when the barber of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaved his head. So he went down on his knees and he took the clippings of the hair and he put it on his eyes for barakah. Same Suhail. And the same Suhail bin Amr radiallahu anhu, after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of the people of Makkah did ridda. They left Islam. Suhail bin Amr was the man. The man Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed as the governor of Makkah ran away and hid. He hid himself, unable to face the people. Suhail bin Amr stood up, and Suhail bin Amr was a man who was a great orator. Suhail bin Amr stood up and he said, Allah will strengthen this deen after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, anyone who leaves Islam, I will chop his head off. And he held the people of Makkah and they came back to Islam. There was no need for any war against Makkah. Same Suhail bin Amr, who was the author of the Sulh Hudaybiyah, was the man who was responsible for establishing and keeping Iman and Muslims in Makkah after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Irtidad was am in Jazirat al-Arab. Allah has his plans. There is no need to lose any hope. We follow the land, we follow the law, we go to the end of the law, we explore all the possible avenues that are open for us, and we make salah, and we make sujood, and we make tahajjud, and we ask Allah, because it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can change the hearts of people. People are saying, I hope Supreme Court has more justice. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The justice is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with any Supreme Court or any judge. If Allah wishes, he will make that justice happen from the hand of Fir'aun if he wants. What are you afraid of? Make tahajjud for yourself. Pray tahajjud. If you are sincere about this, don't waste time in kalam, and don't waste time in sitting in majalis and talking about this and that. That's a waste of time. Stand in salah. Make sujood and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. And then put your hand in your pocket and pull out money. And get the best lawyers to go to the Supreme Court. We put our hands in the pocket to take out money to buy fancy cars. Put the hand in the money for the sake of the deen of of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pull out the money and pay the money. Get the best lawyers. Do your part. I'm not saying the best because of the best lawyer the case. No. The case will happen because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to do kasab. Our work has to be completed. Tawakkul in Islam is not to sit in one place and ask for the help of Allah. Tawakkul in Islam is to complete the hujjah by making the complete effort. Full effort. Time, money, energy, effort, everything. And then I stand and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. And then the help of Allah will come, inshallah. This is our complete and total yaqeen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me and you the tawfiq to do more than we talk, and to make amal, and to do the work for this deen, so that this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this deen ghalib over everything else. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. And he is enough for that. But so that we will be counted among those who help to make this happen. Because Allah said, إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. How will our feet be made firm? By working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us do that, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our coming here and to make this a source of blessing, and to make this judgment a source of opening of the doors of hidayah for this entire country, the way Sulh Hudaybiyah was the opening of the doors of hidayah for the whole of Jaziratul Arab and the world. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk. We'll pray sunnah and then we'll do the khutbah, inshallah.